Wow! Cash, 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 baby, and property. Dough, bucks, money, bills, Benjamins, bread, green, bacon, boodle, change, coin, cash, banknotes, chips, and more. What does cash and property even mean? Stay tuned. Good morning.
Good morning, Xanthony.
I don't really throw out that many words in such quick succession ever. I kind of felt like a rapper just then.
So this morning we're going to talk about the cash, foldable.
I'm a little bit, you know, naive. And when I first came into the real estate industry and somebody said, oh, yeah, can I pay with cash? I literally thought they meant, oh, yeah, can I bring my suitcase full of dollar bills, full of cash, and buy the property that way? Fast forward 2 years, I've now since learned that that's not the case at all.
Well, look, it's funny that people's interpretation, there's so many different interpretations of the way people coin the phrase. And particularly this morning, we're going to talk about it with property, because, you know, we are often confronted with, people innocently using the word. We can be confronted with people using it in a naughty way. We're going to talk about that. But certainly cash, what's really interesting and what, you were just telling me before, Xanthi, is the amount of cash transaction that's left in the last 3 years. We've halved our cash consumption over to digital, so FPOS, Swipe, Tap, Amazon, all that stuff. It's amazing how much has left. That's on the highly transactional version, but even though moving over to property, what a lot of property people don't realize is there's a significant amount in property that has no mortgage, people will live in that property, so there's no tax when they sell it, so they often refer to owning the property in cash. Because if they sold that property, they could take that $500,000 or $1 million of the proceeds and they could literally cash it out, because it's not taxable. So it's interesting out there that, where people will use that. We're going to clear it up this morning, how much we see. We're going to clear up the different phrases and the benefits and the non-benefits of using it. So, Xanthony, over to you.
Over to me with what? So I suppose one of the conversations I even had with a client yesterday, she was very interested in one of the properties that we have for sale and wanted to kind of use this cash word as a negotiation tactic. She had said, well, if I pay with cash, can I then get the property for cheaper? If I pay with cash, isn't that more attractive to a seller? If I pay with cash, doesn't that make me leaps and bounds above the rest of the competition?
So in the great thing is, if you pay with cash, is you don't have to, there's one less hurdle, i.e. bank valuations, i.e. finance, bank valuations for the funder. So, there's just less for a seller. It's attractive if it's a cash buyer, because they don't have to worry about them getting the loan and the vows and stuff like that. Now, when it comes to cash, what a lot of people don't know is there's been laws that have been passed, and I don't think they're new laws, but there are certainly laws that have been passed that if you're passing over in excess of $10,000 in cash, you have to flag, you have to legally flag it and complete paperwork with the Australian government. So it straight away eliminates that with a lot of that with. Yeah. So when often people that are coining the word, can I buy this with cash, they're not saying they have the bags, but they're saying, you know, I'm not having to worry about finance.
I know. Just keep it simple and say, I'm buying this mortgage free. I don't need to go through finances. I don't know. To me, cash, like I said before, for the last 2 years, I've literally thought of someone walking in kind of like a drug deal, but for property, with their massive bag of cash, handing it over, just saying, here, I'm buying this property. Get your money counter up, out, and start counting all of the $100 bills.
Now, aren't people, and again, I'll go back to what I said at the beginning. If you've just tuned in, we're talking about people coining the word or using cash, you know, with property, and sort of clearing it all up this morning. But going back to, you know, people's property ownership in that, in real estate, there's Australia-wide, there's over $10 trillion worth of property. Believe it or not, a significant amount, and I believe it's almost one third of Australian property is actually owned outright. And again, people will use this as, I own this place in cash, but it's not cash.
It's not really cash, no. Imagine going up to the bakery and getting your loaf of bread in the morning just with your door handle. That's what I'm kind of thinking when you say cash. Like, it's something that you can transact with, that you can pay for something with. So, yes, I'd like to get my loaf of bread with my door handle this morning. I own this in cash. So, yep. Not true at all. And look, does it make you more attractive for a seller? Does it make you, I don't know, is it a negotiation tactic? Yes, you are one kind of hurdle closer to the successful transaction in that property, but I don't think it really is, you know, something that you can negotiate down the price for, given that the seller is going to get those funds at the end of the day, no matter how it comes to them, whether it's a cash purchase or someone that does need to go through financing.
Absolutely, but I think as a society we've been customized to throwing that word around with whatever we've purchased. We've always associated a cash purchase as a better purchase. So I think it's a little bit of that as well. The actual mechanics that we've spoken about probably haven't even been considered when people use it, but they just coin it because it sounds more attractive. Now, I have had people offer cash to me, which is a bribe.
So
many.
I'll give you $2,000 if you give me this, that kind of thing, or interesting, divulge.
Yes. Now, first of all, for a real estate agent, this is called a secret commission. And this is not only a jailable offence, but it carries huge fines, and you basically wipe out any chance of operating as an agent for the rest of your life. But I had an extraordinarily expensive development that I was selling, and I told the owner, I've been asked to come to a meeting in the city, and I told the owner, and the owner said, this sounds dodgy, and I said, it actually feels dodgy. And I went into the meeting, and what do you know, the guy said, if you can get me with this property, I will blah blah. So I said, look, you know, can't do that, already getting paid by the seller, but you know, thank you, but you know, he's got to line up like everyone else. And I went and told the owner, and we had a big laugh. So in that particular property, there was 18 different buyers on it at the time. So that person was automatically struck off as Mr. Dodgy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure that happens throughout most industries, not just real estate as well, to try and get you that leap ahead of the competition using the cash to make yourself more attractive.
Look, absolutely. And I think our industry has got to be really strong, you know, on that and, you know, stamp that out straight away, because when that person's talking these dirty four letters, it could lead to awful things. So I think very quickly it's like, before it even gets there. So, yeah, very interesting.
Yeah. It's the next four-letter word in real estate. Cash. Ooh, cringe. Yeah.
it is, but you know, our just so people actually don't know, but like as an industry, we've got massive regulations about it. We actually have to keep even a gift registry. Particularly in our office, we have a gift registry that anything over a dollar has to be flagged, whether it's a box of chocolates or anything that has to be flagged across our business. And if Fair Trading, our governing body, comes in and asks for the gift registry, we have to be able to supply that. So I think we've talked about cash in terms of buying property. I think we've turned about cash in terms of trying to buy real estate agents. It's basically, I think it's dead in all these facets of property and certainly real estate agents. Hopefully yeah. That's cleared everything up.
I hope, well, thank you. Look, I've certainly learned something today as well. And bag of buying with cash does not equal a bag of cash.
So thanks for
joining us, everyone.
And Xanth, you also learned about foldable.
Yeah, I've forgotten already what foldable is. How bad is that? And it's only been 11 minutes since we last spoke about it.
It's another word for cash.
Yeah.
Mate, it's foldable, mate. You can have this in cash. It's foldable.
Yeah. Well, because it goes like it. Yeah. Okay, I get it now. Foldable. Thank you for the foldable.
Thanks, mate. See ya. Cash, cash, cash. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks, Dan.